Now we're talking. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So this is the session where I explain why Tom Brady is the greatest sports player of all time. You yourself is a Tom Brady fan, so I would like to start the interview by saying, why do you believe Tom Brady is the greatest sports player of all time? Or even in the discussion, let's say, too.
I think Tom is the greatest sports player of all time because of his commitment and dedication to constantly be learning. And he just doesn't stop learning and training. And he's focused and more dedicated than I think any sports player I know.
Right. Yeah, that's an excellent point. There was a commercial where it showed him, like, you know, stretching, and he was throwing, and then it doubled. Like, it just showed him, you know, training or whatever. And then it quadrupled. Then it went into 8. Then it went into 32, whatever, or 16, 32. And then it just showed him, like, day after day practicing. And then he comes on and he's like, well, if you want to be better than me, you have to give up your whole life, because I dedicated my entire life to football. And that made me think of him on another level, even higher than he already was. So that goes to your point about how he is the greatest sports player of all time, because he gives up his whole life. I mean, he still has a wife and kids, but every single second of his life is pretty much dedicated to the sport, you know, NFL.
It is. And he's also a great leader. I like his integrity with his teammates and in the locker room. And, you know, he follows the rules that his organization has asked him to, like with the whole social media thing. He never was on there much, if you saw, before he went to Tampa Bay, because they asked them not to be, you know, and he respected that. And,
yeah.
He is someone that his team can look up to and respect, where I believe Jordan, a lot of people had a lot hard time respecting him because he was an ass.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true. I remember a story when I was watching, like, before one of the games, and it was where, like, one of his teammates was like, what time is it? It's showtime. And they would show you, like, all kinds of specials. And they said Jordan was being kind of rude to one of his teammates. So the guy pulled him to the side. I guess his name was Bill Cartwright. And he's like, hey, Jordan, if you ever talk to me like that again, I'll break your legs. So, I mean, he was obviously going about it the wrong way. And from the information that they had on there, Jordan never messed with that guy again. You know what I mean? He had run-ins with Steve Kerr. You know, him and Pippen, I guess, pretty much got along, because, you know, they probably had similar work ethics. But it's like, you never hear about Tom Brady having a problem with somebody. Tom Brady is like one of those guys who can not only play better than everybody else and work harder, but he can also motivate the guys that are, you know, the weakest link on the team and make them a lot better at the same time. That's one of the reasons I say he's the greatest sports player of all time.
I agree.
What? So, and he became like a model late in his career. I was like, what? Is Tom Brady modeling right now?
I know, the guy has it all. Supermodel wife, 6 Super Bowl rings.
Oof. And one of them, one of the Super Bowls that he's lost, he threw for 500 yards.
Yeah.
Which is the all-time record in a Super Bowl. So I'm just going to go on the record and say that's not a loss to me. I'd rather put that in the 6 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie, because – you got a Super Bowl record for, you know, helping out your team and you still lose. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And it was barely too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about his first year. He's back up to Drew Bledsoe and he comes in because Drew gets hurt and the team wins the Super Bowl. His first year out.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's ridiculous. That's another point too, is because it's like, the way I separated Jordan and Kobe when they were both rookies, Jordan came out and he was scoring a lot. Like he was the star of his team and Kobe Bryant was coming off the bench, but how I could separate Tom Brady and Michael Jordan was Tom Brady was a kid and he won a Super Bowl. And
I know.
Jordan was a kid and he could score a lot, but that's one dimensional. Tom Brady was doing everything and took out the greatest show on turf, which was about to win its second Super Bowl and start a dynasty, everybody was saying.
Yeah.
So happy 4th of July to everybody out there. You know, this is the first episode that I have a guest on here. And this was a good one. We'll come back. I could do a follow up in the future. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Another quick quiz. What song is this? You got that yummy, 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 yum. You got that yummy, 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 yum. Quick music quiz. What song is this? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Quick music quiz. What song is this? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Happy 4th of July, everybody, 2020. I'd like to welcome you all to the most beautiful day. At least one of the most beautiful days of the whole year. Myself, I like Christmas, but 4th of July is awesome. I give thanks to the military today, you know, even the police officers, you know, for protecting us and just making sure that we're going to be all right. So, wonder what all of you are going to do. You know, hopefully you don't drink too much, don't smoke too much, you know, even cigarettes. But my cat Kylo, it's his birthday today. He's wearing his little flag shirt. No, he's trying. He wants me to let you guys know that he has his own Facebook. He just got it, so he's gonna be posting all kinds of stuff. You could start following him. And he's going to get an Instagram soon. So, you know, whatever. All right, that's enough. He's going to start bothering me. So I'm going to end this one. I am making the argument that Tom Brady, with his last Super Bowl, surpasses Michael Jordan as the greatest sports player in sports history. Number one. I've always talked about Jordan having six titles. Well, guess who else has six titles? Tom Brady. But Tom Brady's more successful being to the Super Bowl three extra times. Jordan didn't make it to the finals three more times and lose. He wasn't good enough those years. When he went, he won. But Tom Brady lives in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady is going to end his football career with the most passing yards of any quarterback ever. I believe he's second right now to Drew Brees, and he's not that far behind. And he's by far better than Brees. No offense to Brees, but Tom Brady has lived in the Super Bowl his entire career, almost going to the Super Bowl every other year on average. And he's doing it with wide receivers who aren't that good. Jordan had Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan had Dennis Rodman. Steve Kerr. Hodges. B.J. Armstrong. Cartwright. Horace Grant. He's played with a lot of good players. Scottie Pippen is a Hall of Famer. Guaranteed. Tom Brady is going to the Bucks this year. When it started out, they were 50-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. When they got Tom Brady, the odds dropped immediately to 12-1. That's a gigantic change. A gigantic change. My cat doesn't even like football, and he has a Tom Brady jersey. From the Bucks. Don't even ask. I got home one day and he just had it on. I just went right with it. Kind of raised his eyebrow when I looked at him and just like, nope, that is not a battle I want to take on right now. But anyways, who was Tom Brady's wide receivers when he was winning the Super Bowls? Well, he lost one with Randy Moss. I know his tight ends consist of Rob Gronkowski. And he's very good, but Tom Brady works with less a lot of the times. And he's consistent year after year. Year after year, Tom Brady is consistent. Tom Brady doesn't disappear, you know, ever. Even last year, he was just in the playoffs. And there was a questionable call. They got ripped off by Kansas City. With the guy picking up a fumble, and he was clearly in bounds, running it all the way back for the touchdown to change the game. They cheated. Helped Kansas City win the game. Kansas City ends up getting the first round bye. And they have to play in the first round, which was a tough defensive fob battle. But Tom Brady for president, you know, after this next election. But if Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl this year, oh my goodness, he's going to be by far the best. Not only did he win 6 titles with the Patriots, he's going to win one with the Buccaneers, which is ridiculous. More people need to start talking about this and show Tom Brady his respect. Tom Brady is the GOAT, no matter how you look at it. He's been in the league for 20 years, and he's been good every single year. Tom Brady, the GOAT.